Coming up on TMS.
Would you like a carrot?
General creepy, not sexual creepy.
The house pees every 15 days.
Dunaway is going with the wieners.
Farm and cook and shit.
The crystal gale of beards.
Minnesota, land of how many lakes?
You had me at twisted metal.
I hate the Bill Crosby show.
Pepperidge Farms remembers how to choke you.
Stevia, not for Lydia's.
Pink Panther, Wakanda forever.
Bottom man, what's his power?
Never meet your beard heroes.
Major spoilers and more. On this episode of The Morning Stream.
No, girls who park in cars are not really popular. Not even with the boys they park with. Not when they meet at school or elsewhere.
You can't beat the flavor.
The Morning Stream. Am I still here? Hello?
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It is The Morning Stream for November 8th, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson. He is Brian Ibbett.
Happy Monday to you. We've missed a Monday here and there, so we weren't here last Monday.
Yeah.
So this is what a Monday looks like.
You're right. Also, happy Horizon Zero, or not Zero Dawn, Horizon Forza Horizon 5 Eve.
Oh, okay. All right.
Big release on Game Pass tonight.
That's a car racing game, right?
Yeah, it's a good one, too, because it's like, you know, the mainline Forza games are for car nerds. Not really my thing. It's okay, but, you know, I don't care about realism so much. I just want to have fun.
Right.
The Horizon series of Forza games, like, meet in the middle. It's like, here are these actual cars. There's a decent amount of realism. You can sort of control how much realism you want. But it's like a big open world kind of... do a bunch of crazy quests. One of them's jump over this church and land in the lake. You know, weird shit like that. Like remember Burnout Paradise? You remember that game?
I loved Burnout Paradise.
It's a lot like that. And
okay. Oh, well, you know what? Now you pushed me away, but you've pulled me back in.
Yeah.
That's what you've just done.
And I know you've got Game Pass for your freebie backbone thing, so you should play that on xCloud or
of course, yeah.
a browser
no
or
kidding.
Something.
All right, I will do that.
That's a very cool game. So that's tonight. Benjen, I don't disagree with you. Twisted Metal is the greatest. Is one of the greatest car games.
I love Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
Yes. Hardly. I wouldn't call it a racing game, though. It's a. It's a battler. A battle royale kind of.
Yeah.
Thing.
It's more like a deathmatch thing. Yeah. I mean, the fact that there's not. I mean, I guess they are rumoredly working on it, but the fact that there's not a Twisted Metal game out and in the form of a battle royale with like lots of people is a crime. Like, I don't care about Fortnite, do not care about any of these battle royale games. Mm-hmm. Would I care if it was all wrapped around the Twisted Metal series? Hell yeah, I would care.
Then you'd get me. Yes, that would get me for
sure. I'd find a PS5 for that. All right, look at this.
Destruction Derby 2. Yeah, that's good. All right, anyway.
So check this out. We had a weekend, and as weekends go, things went down.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah.
So I talked to you a lot because we did stuff. We had film sack, we had play date. Yeah. So we were, you know, as usual, the couple that isn't married but spends the most time together still spend a lot of time together.
That's right, exactly.
And it was all, you know, well spent. But here's the deal.
Same sex podcast.
There you go. So Saturday, right after I get done with you guys, or no, Sunday, I guess. Yeah, because we recorded Sunday. Right after I get done with you guys, Kim's knocking on my door and I go, hey, what's up? She goes, come out here. There's water again. I'm like, oh, that flood thing's back.
Oh, but now you have your black light.
Yeah, I got the black light. So I'm like, where is it? Turns out it doesn't really help because water doesn't work with black lights. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I was thinking it would do it if there's some sort of particulate in the water, you know, some sort of thing that would register.
Yeah, like a contaminant or like a too much bleach or who knows, you know, whatever. Right, but it didn't show anything. It just shows
live
nothing.
Critter, live bacteria or something. Yeah.
But I have been having fun using that light on all kinds of stuff. It's great.
Well, guy, you'll have to tell us after this.
Yeah. So I go out there and sure enough, it's come into the carpet a little bit, but now we've caught it in the act. And there was no rain, so had nothing to do with any storms.
Oh, really? Because I thought that was a great theory. The whole like 100%. Water traveling down the line that comes from outside.
Yeah, I was sure that was it and wasn't at all. That thing's all dry, all good. What it is back in July, early August, I guess, we had a water softener installed.
Okay.
And it's this great big tank, black tank thing down here just across from me in the other side of the studio wall over there. Yep. and in the furnace room, and that thing only does its thing every 15 days.
Okay.
So if you have a water softener, I guess this is normal. Oh. It's like on a cycle, so it does its thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Does its filter or whatever, and then every 15 days does it again. It's about 2 weeks.
What does it do? Like fill your hot water heater with softened water, or?
I don't actually know what it's doing. I talked to somebody who installs these. Says, oh, yeah, that's normal. They have a cycle. It's a little bit like if, you know, you had, I don't know, your sprinkler set for every 15 days or something like that. Uh-huh. Okay. Empties and drains and refills, says Major Spoilers. Okay, there you go. So that makes sense. It's meant to be a filter, so empty, drain, refill. Got it. That's what's doing it, and it's only happening that's why we would see it, and then we're like, well, there's nothing for days.
Like, every just a little bit more than every 2 weeks, we couldn't figure out. Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's not coming out of the drain. We tracked it this time, because now we're seeing actual live water in there. It's only around the base of the softener and then rivers out to the edge of the carpet. Then the carpet just acts like a sponge and pulls it. And it's not a ton of water.
Yeah.
And it's not ongoing. It's just as soon as it does whatever the frick it does, that's when it's happening. And so we caught it in the act. I got some video of it. We called the people who installed the thing. And we're like, you effed up. Get out here. So they're coming out tomorrow and they'll hopefully figure out what the frick is going on. Because that thing is leaking or something.
So it's not in a place where there's a concrete floor with a drain?
It is.
Too much was coming out of it to...
Well, some of it is going to the drain, but the way that the cement in there is a little uneven. So it's meant to slope, but where they installed it, the slope is not quite happening yet.
Gotcha.
So some of it's coming off to the right and then coming down toward where the door is. And again, it's not a ton. It's not like a river or anything, but it's enough to do this. So anyway, they're going to come tomorrow, hopefully fix whatever they effed up. I knew something was skeezy about that guy back in June or July. There was something about him. I'm just saying he was there a little too long. It felt like he was a little too fiddly. I just had a feeling.
A little sketchy.
Yeah. I had a feeling that maybe he wasn't their best guy. You know what I mean? Like, we like this company. They've always taken good care of us, but he seemed maybe like he's done this one other time. So, you know, like,
well,
it's like one of those.
Start somewhere, but usually those guys come with another guy that kind of makes sure that they're doing the right thing, that they're doing the work the right way.
He felt like that guy in every sci-fi movie that's in the dropship going, or someone else says to him, so sure, how many times you've been on an active thing, you know? 3 times, simulated, you know? Like,
right, exactly, yes.
It's that guy. So anyway,
they did not send their top man.
No, this is bottom man. Bottom man. Anyway, we'll find out tomorrow what's going on. I want to give a shout out to Vincent Minucci, who's an expert at this stuff, and he's been kind of handholding me a bit on this.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's great. He's he's inspector, house inspector guy, and former America's Next Top Podcaster contestant.
That's right. Don't forget, that's his important resume right there, those two things.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Also a fine podcaster in his own right. Does great work.
That's right.
And I shared a panel stage with him at a BlizzCon 1 year in our little our Heroes event thing that we did there.
Very cool.
Whatever that was called. We had a name for it, and I don't remember. But it was a good time. Anyway.
I'll miss those days.
Those were great days.
we need a replacement for BlizzCon for all of us. Like, not one that we are hosting.
Right.
Not a TMS Vegas. Not a, you know, something that we go and we attend. And
we got to figure that out. I don't know what it's going to be. I mean, it sounds like Blizzard's in no rush to bring it back for a bunch of reasons.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to bring back the Bill Crosby Hotel.
No.
Or suite, however it was phrased, the weird way that it was typoed and phrased in that document.
Yeah, the document called it Crosby. They did call it Cosby.
Yes.
But the lawyers or the paralegals just... That was weird how they got that.
It is weird because it's multiple times. Yeah. So be on the lookout, everybody. Find a fun convention in either Orange County or Las Vegas, and that we can just kind of converge on. And we can be we can all be attendees and go to that.
Yeah, I would love that.
Well, I guess that's what the Texas Pinball Festival is going to be.
Oh, it is going to be that. Yeah. Is that still? Yeah. I mean, as far as we know, we're still on.
Okay. You know, as Paul McCartney so eloquently put it, in this ever-changing world in which we live in, which drives me nuts because it's so damn redundant. Right now, in this ever-changing world in which we live in, it's still on.
Everyone's been saying it forever.
Yes.
Did you see any... I can't believe that stuff that happened in Houston with that concert.
Oh, man, the Travis Scott...
Travis Scott thing, yeah.
Astroworld, yeah. No, that's horrendous.
Frick. 8 people dead?
Yeah. I can't even imagine, like, the crowd's pushing so hard towards the barriers that it's like... That's what I'm assuming, right? Because you see the photos of the crowd just... the throng moving forward and just crushing the people against the barriers in the front.
Yeah, it was really bad. And they, the worst thing I saw, there's a backstage photo or video of a camera dude who's like in charge of a lot of the production back there.
Right.
And a bunch of these women who work there and some other people are coming up to him and yanking on his shirt going, dude, we have to stop the show. We have to stop.
Somebody dead, stop the show.
And he wouldn't stop.
No.
And I don't know what that is. Is that
was it somebody working there? Because it looked like it was just a fan, and not that that's any reason for him to disregard that. But still,
I thought he was a camera dude that was like running stuff and had like a headset.
He was a camera dude, but I thought the video that I saw of a woman running up there and telling him to stop because there was somebody dead. I thought she was just an attendee and not somebody working there. But
I see. Well, even then though, just listening.
Well, even then, right? Exactly. It's still I'm not defending the guy at all because he should have absolutely stopped. Well, someone's dead. Okay, let me get on the comms, we're going to get this thing going.
I mean, I'm a big free market guy. I'm a big believer in, competition drives innovation and everybody should, work hard and blah, blah, blah. I'm that, but also I get to the point where I see stuff like that and I go, the show must go on is not more important than 8 freaking dead people. Like, stop
show. You know, somebody just said, I don't know what the camera guy was going to do because he doesn't have power. Well, he's got a walkie-talkie to the person who's directing things, and he can say, listen, somebody just came up to me, said that somebody's dead. We need to, can we get somebody up there to check it out and make sure, see if
it's just a priorities thing, man.
Something, exactly.
I don't know. Bummed me out. All right, there's that. Now, I also had a weird experience.
Okay.
I'd like to share.
All right. I like weird experiences. These are good for the show.
We were in a place that we love. Kim and I like to go regularly, called The Porch. It's this southern food, but
it's
done
in front of your house.
Yeah. I wish. It'd be nice and convenient. But they make really great kind of southern infused food. And it's great. If you're ever in like the South Jordan area, check out The Porch. It's awesome. In the summer, it's really great. They have outdoor seating that's just really pretty and it's just nice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're over there having a little date and a guy walks in with the most glorious, epic beard I've ever seen. This thing went from his face. He was like the Crystal Gale of beards.
Okay. All right. So his length is as opposed to bulk.
Yes, correct. And but it was so... I could tell it was oiled and perfectly manicured and every day, like really important or whatever. And so I said to Kim, I go, oh, we got to get a picture of this guy. And she goes, yeah, we'll do it. When we're about to leave, we'll just say, hey, your beard's really cool. Can we get a picture of you? And I'll put it up online or whatever. So we were going to ask him, right? We weren't going to just take it. Mm-hmm. And so we sat down and they ended up getting seated right next to us or a table away from us. And he's there with his two little kids. We're not going to bother him while he's eating. We're just waiting for the whatever. But then things got weird.
Oh, no.
We started listening.
Then he started pulling more kids out of his beard.
Oh, that would have been so much better. I would have loved that. No, it wasn't that. Instead, it was... So his daughter and his son, I assume they're both his kids, are sitting there. And he does this thing where he picks up a carrot, like a baby carrot.
Yeah.
This is after they're getting their food, and he puts his elbow on the table and looks at his daughter and holds it right in front of her and goes, you want a carrot? And she's like, no. And he goes, oh, you want a carrot? It was this real... That tone was weird. It was weird, right?
That is a really weird tone. Yeah.
And I don't mean, I don't mean any of this is sexual.
In a creepy... he wasn't saying it in a creepy sexual way.
No. Just a creepy general way. Like, just a kind of like a...
Did he have an accent? Like...
No. Just like...
Oh, okay.
Sound like a normal guy, but he was very like... Carrots are very,
you want
very
carrot?
Good. You want carrot? You want carrot? And I was like, you want a carrot? Because... that this is so much better than your French fry. He says it that way and did it singular like that when he said French fry. Uh-huh. And I'm going, oh. And Kim's like, ugh. Like, it was just weird. And he talked this way to his kids the entire time.
Ooh. Oh, geez.
So
okay.
It wasn't just like a one-off or him joking around. Just a really weird dude. At one point, he looked at the son and said, are you having, or no, have you enjoyed what you have eaten? Like that. That's how he says it. And the kid goes, the kid just doesn't say anything. He just sinks behind the table and goes under the table and like is now down there puttering around with a phone.
Yeah, just I would say a word. Too.
It's just, I would have too. Like, get the H out of there, man. Like, what the heck is this guy? So anyway.
You know, maybe he's practicing for a role of a bad guy in a 90s action film.
I guess and, so. He definitely had the bad guy thing down. So by the time it was...
I have taken over the world's water supply, and I will control the financial Wall Street. And but before any of that, would you like a carrot?
Would you like carrot? You like a carrot? So much better than French fry.
But so he that so at the end of this, Kim looks at me and she goes, "I'm not asking him." And I'm like, "I don't think you should."
Yeah,
either.
No,
it's just weird.
No, I don't blame you. That's
I don't want to get to know this guy any more than I do. So we got out of there and we're like, all right, that was interesting. Hopefully maybe we'll never run into that dude again, but it's very, jeez, very odd. So, yeah, eat your French fry, eat your carrot, whatever you do. Don't be weird is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Finally, before we get Dunaway in here and have some proper fun, I want to give a shout out to KT Data in our chat room and community.
Sure.
Not for anything in particular, although he just did something very nice for somebody in particular, but I don't want to embarrass him. But I just wanted to say he's one of the good ones, one of the great people in our community, has been forever, and I feels like always will be, and is one of the most helpful, like genuine dudes we have. So I just shout out to KT Data. I don't even know if he's in here today. It's okay if he's not. I just felt like telling him he's great.
In a community full of great people, he is one of them.
He says in there, whatever I did, I didn't do it. Then goes back to lurking.
Back to lurking.
He's just a really good guy.
Yeah, there he is.
All right. We should follow through on the promise to bring Dunaway in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like follow through is, you know,
it was part one in our eventual film sacking of TMS.
Mm-hmm.
Which continued on Wednesdays.
Yep, it sure does. Now it's permanent for a while anyway. Let's see what he has to say when I push this. Look who it is, everybody. It's your old pal Brian joining us all the way from beautiful South Carolina here in this state united. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Lovely to see you.
It's lovely to see you as well. Wait, you can see me?
No, I can only see your cool avatar that you drew yourself. That's all. Ooh, I can say.
That was close.
Yeah. People, yeah, I don't know how many people know this. Some of you do, but Brian's like a really like adept cartoonist.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah. And he doesn't do it enough is what I'm going to complain about.
Agreed.
You don't draw enough. Get in there. Get it going.
It was the first thing that me and Scott shared really before we started podcasting together. Yeah. I was looking around at web cartoonists because I was wanting to do some web cartooning myself. And that's how we got connected.
Yeah.
Skype.
Yeah,
shortly
Skype.
Thereafter.
Skype was our first was the sauce we first soaked our buns in, and look at us now. That was a long time ago, dude. 2004.
It had to be, right? Because we met before we did ELR, and you've been doing it for what, like 6 months before you brought other people in? I don't remember.
Yeah,
something
like
that.
I was doing it on my own. So yeah, it was like 04 or something like that, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. That's just crazy. You're an old timer. So am I. What are you gonna do?
I'm an old timer.
I met him when he was just a small young boy. Just kidding. That's
actually nice. I was a big fat guy.
Well, whatever. You're what I should do. You
met me
fat.
At my heaviest.
You weren't fat. You were just kind of like, you're a normal looking, you know, guy.
Go back and listen to ELR and listen to the fat in my voice. You can hear it. I talk right here.
But now he's like Slim Jim McJimmy. So it's great.
Yeah.
Good job on that. We're going
to
play a game.
Trying to survive.
Brian's going
to
explain this game and tell us who's potentially going to be a winner in this game. Brian?
I'll do exactly that. Welcome to the Morning Squirm, a back-and-forth trivia game where players will match wits on topics that Cliff Clavin would have offered up at the Cheers bar. Scott and Brian will take turns answering multiple-choice trivia questions, and if they get it wrong, the other player gets a point. The player with the most points after 5 questions wins the prize for their contestants. And look at this. I've randomly picked people contestants from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to listen live. Basically, every day, or not every day, every Monday when I do this, I ask my Echo device to pick a number between 1 and whatever the highest number in the Google Form results sheet is.
Ah, nice.
Today, she picked number 1. So I feel like I need to buy a lottery ticket. What are the odds?
Okay.
I guess the odds are exactly the same for every number. But anyway, Scott, you're going to be playing for Adam J. from Plymouth, Minnesota. And Brian, you're going to be playing for Chris Hartman from Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
I figure there's a lot of, there might be more than one Chris Hartman in Pittsburgh, so I'm using his full name.
Yeah, a real mid-America effort today. I like this.
That's right. Minnesota and Pittsburgh. Steel Town and the Land of 1,000 Lakes.
Yep, you're the backbone of this nation. Keep it up, you guys.
10,000 lakes. Isn't 10,000 lakes?
Many thousands of lakes. I don't know.
Many thousands of lakes.
I'm not sure, actually, now that you say it. I think it is Land of 1,000 Lakes, right?
10,000.
Is it 10,000?
I think it's 10,000, yeah.
A lot of
Are you
lakes.
Sure you're not talking about the butter? Land of Lakes,
no.
Maybe.
Well, that's where, I think that's where Land of Lakes, maybe that's where Land of Lakes butter comes from.
I thought it came from that Native American lady they had to take off.
The one that's sitting, that on the, sitting on the front?
The canoe?
Yeah, they took her off. It's Jason Alexander now. Just kidding, I made that up.
That's right, yes, he's the... Vandalay butter, everybody. Enjoy my Vandalay butter.
Vandalay. Say Vandalay.
You want to be my butter guy.
And you want to be my butter salesman.
Such a good episode. All right.
All right. Anyway, let's get to the questions here. We're going to start today with Scott.
All right.
Some weird questions here. Appropriately enough, it's not a carrot, Scott, but parents try to protect their kids and keep them safe. But which common food is responsible for 17% of choking deaths in children every year? Well, that's a kind of a morbid start to this set of questions.
Say,
here.
Holy crap.
Well, you know what? It's more of a public service announcement than a trivia question.
Sure.
17% of choking deaths in children every year caused by A, chicken nuggets. B, hot dogs. C, grapes. Or D, goldfish.
Okay, I actually
and
think
goldfish here are the crackers and not actual goldfish.
Not like college prank goldfish swallowing or anything like that.
Correct. Yes.
You know somebody's died from that. Oh, you just know it.
So I feel like I got a little advantage on this because I was just being told the other day by my daughter to not give Van grapes. And I said, why not? She says, a lot of kids choke on grapes. So you have to cut them in half. And so I'm like, oh, I can cut them in half because there's these bigger, they were larger format format grapes.
Nah, you know what? You know what, kids? You're not getting grapes.
Yeah. So I think it's grapes, I'm going to say.
All right. Is the answer grapes? It's not. They are responsible for some choking deaths and very bad for dogs.
Yeah, dogs can't eat them. One of them rolls on the floor, you want to jump on it like a grenade and not let the dog
exactly.
get it.
Exactly. Yeah, you tackle that like a loose fumble. Yeah. No. So the remaining, you got a point, Brian. The remaining choices are chicken nuggets, hot dogs, or goldfish. A registered trademark of the Nabisco Corporation.
Right. So to choking
deaths. Yes, choking deaths. 17% of choking deaths
Is it Pepperidge Farm? I didn't know that. Is that who does
it? I think they're Pepperidge Farm, aren't they? Because they come in the same Pepperidge Farm kind of container as the
Milano.
Kind of
you might be right. Yeah. That's a good point. Same bag.
The same bag. I don't think it's quite the same bag, but it's pretty close to the same bag, right? Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm make goldfish.
Oh, all right.
Right.
Yes. I don't know who their parent company is.
Nabisco.
Campbell's Soup.
Oh shit.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow. Everyone owns
that. That should have been the trivia question. Your Milano's instead of this
and your come from the same place as your chicken and stars.
Yeah. When they have the mega corporation wars in the future, in the year 3000, I really hope that they're still a conglomerate that would be in the war, in the corporate wars. Very cyber.
Well, if we've learned anything from Demolition Man, Taco Bell owns everything.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So anyway,
back to
hot dogs, chicken nuggets, or goldfish.
Right. Back to a much more morbid trivia question.
Well, please let's stop the jocularity and get back to these poor kids choking on something.
Mm. I would have thought you would have said dad would have been there, but obviously not. I'm going to go with the wieners. I think everybody's always...
Hold on a
hot dog wieners.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I can't just go right past that.
I can't either. Hold on. You said you thought they'd be choking on their dads? What?
Yeah. The dads would be choking them.
Okay.
They're choking on dad's hands as they choke them to death.
I thought we just ended
death.
Up in a really weird Pornhub subcategory.
No, you bunch of perverts. You bunch of
I didn't know what you meant, and I didn't want to jump to any conclusions. I just wanted to suss it out and get to where it was, and now you've done it. So
now, see,
good.
And now you're saying suck it. Now you're making me dirty. Now I'm reading into things.
No. You're good. Yeah, it's definitely our fault. All right, go ahead.
We can't be the only ones who thought that. I'm sure there's some people in the chat like, wait a minute, what did you
say?
Wieners. You're saying hot dogs.
Yeah, wieners.
Now I'm regretting saying wieners.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
say Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Put a brand name on it. Oh, no, there goes our sponsorship. Is hot dogs the correct answer? Yes, it is.
Oh,
hot dogs
man.
Responsible for 17% of choking deaths in children every year. Chew your hot dogs, kids.
Yeah.
Well, forget that. Not the kids. How the crap? Why are you even selling hot dogs? We're killing our future.
Get
out of here, hot dogs
in general? Yeah, the hot dogs are...
Well, what else are we going to do with those weird animal parts that we can't use for anything else?
Yeah, that's
true. Feed them back to the pigs until we get mad pig disease.
Mad. They're all mad. Pigs. They're all pissed. Pissed pig disease.
Yeah.
All right. That was a fun one. That went places.
Right. Brian, your question is this one. Maybe a little bit less morbid. I don't know. Millions of products were invented for one reason but ended up being used for something completely different.
Oh.
One of the most disturbing is the sweetener I use in my coffee every single day, Splenda. What was Splenda's original use?
Okay.
I'll show you. It looks like that is what it looks like if you need a visual aid.
Hold on a second. I'm still waiting. Go ahead. Yes.
Was it used as A, a pesticide, B, rust remover, C, firework explosives, or D, embalming fluid mixture?
The last two don't sound right. So I'm going to go with, what was the first one again?
Pesticide was the first one.
It tastes like pesticide, but I don't think it's that. Who would have put pesticide into it? I'm going to go with... I'm going pesticide. Pesticide seems like the right answer.
All right.
Is the answer pesticide? Yes, it is.
Yeah, I knew that one.
It had to be safe for human consumption.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it just started out as that, right? Like it didn't, it's still, maybe some of the compounds still use there, but like Monsanto figured out, oh, this can be a sweetener too.
They still say keep it away from pets. Like it's not, it's harmful for pets. So keep that.
Right. Don't put that in your pet's coffee. Also, originally they found that out because they found a family of rats just hanging out, drinking some coffee and sweetening it with the Splenda.
That's
what happened.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But as we know, stevia, much better unless your name is Lydia. Moving on to question 3. It's a deep cut right there. Scott, which is why nobody laughed. According to a 2013 study, what percentage of people admitted to purposefully swerving to hit an animal while driving in their car? Swerving to hit an animal?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that number 3%? 6%, 10%, or 22%?
That admit to it?
That admit to, yeah, I swerve to hit that squirrel in the road.
When you said animal, I was imagining pets. You're talking about any animal.
No, it just says an animal, like any animal in the
makes
road.
Sense. Yeah.
All right.
Let's include geese, armadillos.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grandma well, there's,
you know, we know we've got at least a holiday song about that business.
All right, I'll do 10% because why not? I have no idea on this.
10% is 10%, correct? Yes, it is.
Oh, look at that. Scott. Always go 10.
I know a lot of assholes because I would have said that would have been a lot higher.
Oh, I bet it's higher. This is just the admitters.
Admitters.
The ones who admit, which is crazy.
More than admit, they usually brag. Hey, I was coming to work today.
Yeah. I can't imagine mostly pickup truck drivers,
I'm guessing.
Right.
I've never aimed for anything.
Calvin King stickers on their back windows.
You know how you get rid of that tendency or that temptation is when you're driving, I like to say, like I'll see some jogger and I'll go, to the kids, like, are they 30 or 40 points? I forget.
Yeah.
Just think about it. Make a
As
joke
a kid,
about
right.
it.
Right. Like, you know, when you just start driving, you're with your friends, how many points for the jogger?
Yeah. And then it's over. It's through your system. You don't actually want to run over anybody. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get all that out of your system with whatever movie that was with the guy who, Highlander.
Highlander. Wait. Really? Highlander?
Yeah, Highlander. Kurgan goes on the road and
oh, Right. Forgot.
Runs over people.
Yep.
And you see really quick flashes of the people he's hitting as they go over the hood.
That's right. I forgot he was doing that. Well, he was a real dick.
Yeah, I would have thought you would have was talking about Death Race.
Kurgan was a dick.
Yeah, that Kurgan was a real dick.
Oh, Death Race? Okay, yeah, Death Race also. I guess it's right there in the title.
Yeah. Postal. There's a few.
All right. Scores 2-1. Brian, this question goes back to you. Cockroaches, they're pretty damn amazing. Mm. Which of these facts about cockroaches is true? A, they can lift 100 times their body weight.
Real?
B, they can live 9 days without their heads. C, they can hold their breath for over an hour. Or D, the fastest cockroach was clocked at 7 miles an hour.
Ironically, one of those is them holding their breath for 9 days as well. But just they don't have a head to breathe with.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Two of them have to do the holding their breath.
Yeah, just one other way of looking at it, but...
Right.
Let's see how you do.
One of them scares the hell out of me. That D, 7 miles per hour roach scares the crap out of me there.
Yeah.
This is what fact is true or not.
Which of these
true?
Is true?
Is
so
true.
Only one of these facts is true.
God, they all feel true. We might end with a tie here because I know they can live. I know I've heard they can live so long without their head. And I'm not sure if that's a, you know, like a urban legend or something. I'm going to go with that one, though. They can live how many a certain amount of time without any head?
9 days.
Yeah, which is gross.
Just like, this is the story of a girl.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the band 9 days? Wasn't that 9 days?
Wait, that's it.
Story of a girl. Hit it.
Who cried a river? Who cried a river and drowned the whole world?
She looks so fine in photographs. Absolutely love her.
Love
when
her.
She smiles.
Anyway,
she smiles. So did they get their name from this? We'll find out. Can cockroaches live 9 days without their heads? Yes, they can. Yes. Well done, Brian.
Well done. I was going to pick that one too. Nice job.
It's a very good.
Who's winning? Good, who's ahead here?
Well, now Brian is winning 3-1. So okay. All you can do with this last question is save face and make it 3-2. Congratulations to. Well, we'll get to that. Last question. Oh, you love your dog, Scott.
I do.
Yeah, all of them, and they give you love and affection, companionship.
Sure,
they follow you around and look at you with adoring eyes. Sure. However, they're also likely to give you an infection that leads to what?
Ugh.
Is it A, the flu, B, the common cold, C, chronic diarrhea, or D, chlamydia?
This answer I know because I have a friend who just finished a bout of. There's a word for it, but it's chronic diarrhea. They lick you in the face, and you get a certain kind of thing, and you got to go in for this, or else you're going to die.
Giardia or something like that. Giardia, yeah, something like that. It's absolutely correct. Yes, chronic diarrhea. Diarrhea. From your dog.
Coming at your diarrhea.
We said it at the same time. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it's bad. Like, who was it? Oh, I don't know if it's anyone on the show would know, but I had a friend some years ago who... Could not figure out what was going on. Multiple doctors. The tests were not showing the right results something. And so eventually they were just like, we think it's this. So we're going to treat you for that. And boom, it took care of it. And it was totally from their dog. Their dog ate a poo or something, then licked him in the face. And that's all she wrote.
See? See that? It.
What?
What? If I had diarrhea all the time, I would definitely cut... dog licking my face out of my routine.
I would too. I mean, it out. Yeah, I agree.
Diarrhea.
You don't want diarrhea. You just don't.
My Hungarian grandmother, one of my favorite stories, I think it was actually, this was on my 21st birthday, right? She was taking me out to dinner and Tina was over. We were just dating at that point. And she came over to my apartment and she sees the cat walking around. I said, oh, watch this. And I went to the bank earlier that day and I got a butterscotch dum-dum. You know, they have the lollipops there at the bank tellers. Back when we used to go to banks before we did it all on our phones. Yeah. And they had a little thing of dum-dums and I always grabbed a butterscotch one.
Yes,
and,
the best one.
And you hold it up to, and Juliet, my cat at the time, loved butterscotch dum-dums, but I had to lick it to get the smell started. It didn't smell. It didn't. Go ahead, Jamie. Here's a free one for you. But in order for the cat to smell the butterscotch flavor that it wanted to lick,
you had to activate it.
I had to activate it exactly. Yeah. And so,
So I show my grandmother, and she's like, "Oh, that's so cute. But Brian, I hope you don't put that in your mouth after she's been licking it, because she licks her butt, and then she goes around the neighborhood and licks all the other cats' butts, and then she licks that lollipop. So I hope you don't put that in your mouth afterwards." And because she said that, the very next thing I did is stuck that thing in my mouth,
oh
and
my
you would have
God.
Thought,
oh,
you would have thought I poked her foot with a needle the way
oh
she
my God.
Yelped and jumped.
Oh,
no, wow. Brian.
What? Yep. Then you spend the rest of your night with chronic
diarrhea.
So
Hungarian swear words.
Wow, that's fantastic. I love that story. I wish I had a Hungarian grandma, but neither of mine were that.
Yeah.
Well done, everybody. We've got a pair of winners.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Because that's
congratulations to Chris Hartman in Pittsburgh. You're going to be walking home with, you're not really going to be walking anywhere. I'm going to email these to you. Override, Mech City Brawl, and Evergarden. Those two games coming to you. But Adam J. in Plymouth, Minnesota, you're not going away empty-handed. You're getting Shenmue 1 and 2.
Well, once again.
So it's almost like you're getting two games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved Shenmue back in the day. That thing was groundbreaking. Almost all the 3D open world games we play these days have some thanks to give to Shenmue.
Really? Just,
yeah. Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. That thing was
Shenmue.
Like groundbreaking.
Remember,
shit.
The first three rows are a splash zone when you play Shenmue.
There you go. It's a very odd game series.
Really?
But it deserves some credit for breaking some new rules, and it's cool.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I've never played Shenmue, so maybe I'll keep this and give him something else.
Boom. There you go. Well, all right then. Well done, everybody. Hey, Dunaway, you helped somebody win something. That's really what matters in our lives.
Yeah, feels good on a Monday. Yeah.
It does feel good on a Monday. Today, what else will feel good? Well, I know. Maybe you and I getting together later talking about indie games. The indie games business is our business over there at the Boop Show. So if you want to listen live, we are at 5 p.m. Mountain Time right here at frogpants.tv, or you can check the podcast out later. Very excited. I'm going to be talking about Unpacking today.
Oh, you did get Unpacking. Good. It was on the Xbox Game Pass, right? So
yes.
You got a chance to play it. Excellent.
I almost bought it on
Steam,
because I was like, well, I may as well. But then I saw, oh, it's on Game Pass. I'm not buying it.
Day one release.
Yeah, trippy thing. Can't wait to talk about it. I don't know what you're playing. What did you decide
I'm
on?
Playing, I ended up taking what the internet suggested.
Yeah,
I let them take a poll on what to play, and they chose Despot's Game. It's a dystopian army builder, and it was a lot of fun. It has like little puny humans you can control. In these little automatic battles, they remind me of like the little muscle men. Remember those little pink muscle men?
Oh yeah,
MU. The little they were like muscle, the little plastic muscle fighters.
Yeah,
from like the 80s. It was like the Green Army Men, but with
it was like their names were an acronym that spelled out muscle. But I don't ever think there were any words associated with that M.U.S.
No,
yeah. I remember those. I don't remember ever owning any, but I remember them existing. No.
I had a whole bucket.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Of course you did.
Give kids something to collect.
Yeah, so check that out, and that'll be today, and it'll be great. I promise. So tune in or catch the podcast, however you do it. Brian Dunaway, the Brian Dunaway on Twitter. Have a great day.
No, you.
Bye. All right. Hey, Brian, we've done that. We have a little
time
exactly
for this.
I don't watch the news.
A little bit of news time brought to you by...
Brought to you by more Animal Crossing, because now you can farm and cook and shit.
Yep.
Oh, no. It's probably just farm and cook and shit.
Yeah, farm and cook and shit. Not.
I didn't know what this new DLC gave you the ability to do, but it'd be great if...
So I didn't pull the trigger on the $24 DLC yet. My daughter is trying to convince me, my oldest. She's like, it's so good, Dad, you got to do it.
That's what I hear too. Damn it.
Yeah. But the 2.0 update alone is really good. Yeah, I can farm now. I can cook stuff. One of the first things you do is get a big old kitchen fire thing. And now I can catch a fish. And my guy goes, oh, I just thought of a recipe that's like carp and whatever. And so I can go make that now with like a little mushroom I found, a little carp I found. And now I got food. And I can either eat it or sell it or give it away to one of my friends. But, you know, it's Animal Crossing and I'm back in kind of. It's kind of bad. It's kind of bad that I'm back
in. Is it do you now have more tasks to do, kind of an everyday thing? Like, all right, well, I need to go catch four fish and I need to go
Oh yeah. Swim. So now they've got some that are like, cook three things today, or you know.
Can I just have some of my? Why can't I ever put my people to work and say, look, you go out and deal with that damn seal until you finally get a pearl.
Oh, there it is. Well, you'd like this. There's this new ordnance system where you you tell what's her name. Billy Jane there. What's her name in the office?
Butter Puppy in the
Butter
in
Puppy.
The, in the cabin.
That's this great name, Butter Puppy.
Butter Puppy.
So you talk to Butter Puppy. She's sitting there with her scotch on ice or whatever she's got
right.
There.
Yes.
And she'll tell you, here are the options, and basically you play 20 grand in bells for it's cheap, and it's either I want it early bird policy, which means all the shops and things that are normally not open till 10 or whatever or 9, those will open early
if you're a morning player or
exactly player. And if you ever want changes, you gotta pay another 20 grand because you know Tom Nook needs to get his, but then there's the option for what do you call it, burning the midnight oil or something. Anyway, it lets you do the opposite, which is they all stay open later, which is what I do because if I'm playing
you're
it's
a late
at
night
player. So I don't play in the day. So there's that. So those are two of the policies. One of the third one, which is to get back to your point, is you basically enact a policy where weeds and shit get taken care of by somebody else.
Oh, good. Okay.
So you can do these things, but they take a day to enact. So just remember that because you know how that game is. It likes to.
Do I still get what was the byproduct you got from the weeds? Like it was something you could use for crafting?
Oh, yeah. You still get all that. Although I don't know if you have somebody clean up that stuff. I don't know if you still get it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do.
All this new stuff to farm and stuff like that, can I upgrade my house more?
There's a 500,000 bell cost to a inventory expansion, but the house itself will stay the same. However, the DLC's got like all this like
sheds and stuff.
Yeah, and you can divide rooms and what do you call that? Not dividers or whatever they are.
Partitions.
Partition. There you go. You can make partitions. Yeah. They got really weird items out there, and you know, there's all stuff you got to do. Oh, there's a co-op now where there's going to be like a whole like farm. What do you call that? You go on the weekends.
A Zamboni?
No, where everybody goes and there's a bunch of booths and there's food and guy brought all his fresh apples that he just...
Margot Kidder.
Yeah, it's called a Margot Kidder.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Hey, you guys going to the Kidder this weekend?
Finally, like, I get to do this to you. Yes.
That's such a weird one, though. It's so good.
Cherry Twizzlers?
Ah, shit. Whatever it's called. Farmer's Market. Holy shit, I couldn't think of
it. Okay, gotcha. All right.
So there's that. Harv's Island is now a place you can go all upgrade crazy and do all kinds of stuff. Anyway, it's a cool game. I can't believe I'm playing it again. Here's your only story you're getting today.
All right.
This is pretty...
Because of all that.
Yeah, after all that. A man was eaten by piranhas after jumping into a lake to escape bees.
Wow, it was like a horror movie double feature is basically what he just experienced.
Yeah, like a film sack twofer here.
So yeah.
This man reportedly died in Brazil after jumping into a lake to escape some bees, only to drown and be eaten by piranhas. 30-year-old was fishing with friends when he jumped into the farm lake in the municipality of Brasilândia de Minas on Sunday, according to a local fire department. A firefighter who performed the rescue said the carnivorous fish had disfigured the man's face and other parts of his body. His body was found 4 meters from the shore. It's not yet known if the attack came before or after the man's death, so he may have fallen in, drowned, and then been eaten. They don't know.
Jeez. Yeah, it's a story like this, it's really hard to figure out the order of events, but it was all bad.
Yeah. Also, I don't know why. Okay, if he jumped away from the bees.
Yeah.
Maybe he was allergic, got stung a couple times, and that's what made him stop breathing, and maybe that's why he drowned.
Could be, right. Yeah, like he asphyxiated before he drowned. Or
such a nice story, isn't it?
It is, exactly. I'll make sure this will come up in a future Morning Squirm trivia question.
Yeah. What this comes down to, if you ask me, is bees or dicks. That's what this comes down to.
It's the bees. What does it?
Yeah, the bees always is what does it. I'll do this last one here.
Okay, good, because there's more.
It's also a follow-up. we talked about this guy before. So there was a Catholic bishop. I don't know if you remember this, but he was a Catholic bishop who famously fell in love with a satanic erotica writer. Okay?
Okay,
and so it was
going
to leave the flock or whatever you do when you're a priest. What's that called? Defrocked? Whatever it is.
Yeah.
and he ran off with her. And now we have a follow-up. That Catholic bishop, same guy, fell in love with the writer of the Satanic Erotica, now reportedly working to artificially inseminate pigs.
Oh.
Yeah. Makes sense, right? Right.
Perfect. But he really just needs to pick a hobby and stick with it.
Yeah, that's the stick with it part that people struggle with, you know?
Exactly. Like he's picked very, very, you know, different and unique hobbies, but, well, what's it going to be? Is it going to be satanic erotica, or is it going to be artificially inseminating pigs?
Yeah, pick your lane and then drive it.
Right.
Javier Novell is his name, heir to the Novell fortune. Groupware and all that. 52 uh-huh. years old, sparked fears among many members of the clergy. They believed he had been possessed by a devil when the news of that relationship broke earlier this year. We reported it right here on your most important news source, The Morning Stream.
Yeah.
Novell fell in love with Sylvia Cabolillo, a psychologist and writer of erotic novels, who penned the novel The Hell of Gabriel's Lust and the erotic trilogy Amnesia.
I hear that's got a picture of Fabio on the cover.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Oh. I mean, I wish it did. And if it did, this would all be better if it was true. Let's see. He fell in love with her, gave up on his vow of celibacy and turned his back to the church to pursue her life with a 38-year-old author. Church colleagues told Spanish media they believe Novell had been possessed by demons, with one saying this was, quote, not a problem of celibacy, but one of infestation. Mm. Well, way to defer the man's, what do you call that? His responsibility. Maybe he is just a douche that wanted to go have sex with his sex author. Why does that have to be a demon? Hold that guy accountable.
Right, exactly. Take responsibility for your desires.
Yeah, for your desires to date an erotic, Satan-worshipping fan fiction writer.
No, Genie, this is a real story. New Zealand Herald.
Yep, it's real. I mean, and it's
reputable,
real. Yeah.
We think reputable source.
The original one was we covered this months ago, and we had the same question. Someone said, is this a joke? Nope. Mm-hmm. We confirmed it.
Nope.
Anyway, let's see. Same sources claim that Pope Francis himself urged Novell to undergo an exorcism to free his troubled spirit. But then the bishop said, I don't want to. And he just went and got with her. Well, anyway, now he's in the business of artificially inseminating pigs. Not with his own man seed. Okay. Other pigs, right? That's a business. Yeah. You know, you're breeding pigs is what you're doing.
Right. Yes. No, he's just a delivery mechanism, mm-hmm. not the supplier.
Yeah. He doesn't supply the important ingredient sells. He brings it.
Hey, how about that Indy in the middle, Scott?
You know what? Now's a good time as any. We're gonna do an Indy in the middle. When we come back, Steven Schleicher will be here because Mondays are his. We'll do that in a second. But before that, Brian, why don't you tell me more about this Indie in the Middle you spoke of?
Yeah, we're going to Joshua Tree for a duo called Wizard Tree, appropriately enough. These guys record and live in the rocky and dusty desert of Joshua Tree, California. This is cool. So it's kind of a rock and pop deal. But what's amazing about these guys is the invention of something that sounds like some Gandalf porn, but they've got something called the Wizard Stick. Now, what this is, it's a modified bass guitar that sends multiple signals to multiple amplifiers. So it gives this weird, rich bass guitar sound. It's really cool. You want to hear it? Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Here's a song that showcases that very same thing. The song is called The Lake. It's the brand new single from Wizard Tree.
Thank you. What the hell? No wonder. Wrong tree. Hold on a sec.
What's the window situation?
This is the Morning Stream. This house, it knows we're here.
Complete accident that that. This
I know, it's
here.
Great
what
synchronicity
the hell?
There.
No wonder. Wrong tree.
Yeah, that wasn't intentional. That's crazy.
The Wizard Tree is what that is.
Anyway, tell me again that song, will you, please?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the band is called Wizard Tree. The song is called The Lake and features that cool bass guitar mix sound thing there that is sends multiple signals out to multiple amplifiers. The Wizard Stick.
The Wizard Stick. There it is. Yeah. I like that you described it, then told me the name. I like that.
You shall not pluck.
You know, shall not pluck. They have a Balrog in there. All right.
That's right.
Hey, what do we have here? Let me find out.
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
Hey, Hayes, Kansas doesn't even know what it is without the one, the only Steven Schleicher, Major Spoiler's own. Steven, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian. Do I sound like crap?
Steve. No, you sound great.
You sound just fine.
Man, okay, you sound real good.
You sound like you're coming from inside the house.
Yeah, I guess as you're coming from inside the school, right? Is that what's going on? Oh. Maybe Steve. It isn't good. Maybe he's... Oh, are you there? You're muted.
Yep, I'm...
Oh.
Sound great, but...
There
the,
you go. You sounded
hearing.
Good for a second, and then you disappeared. Then you were the opposite
the
of something.
The audio back out to you somehow is getting blocked.
Are you there now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you now.
We can hear you just fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You sound great. It's good to have you back. I think we missed you last week. You had something going on,
we
right?
We did. No, we had me. Well, was
Brian
I
was
in.
Like,
I was in Vermont. We had me going on last.
That's
last week.
Right. Right. I just feel like
were the leaves pretty?
They were gorgeous. Yeah. Did some leaf peeping. Did some maple eating. Some cheddar, some good old Vermont cheddar. Ate some of that out there. I mean, it was and did some bourbon drinking.
Ooh, very nice. Did you keep any of those leaves? Put them in a book. You know,
no, like press them, that sort of thing. No, Scott, we firmly believe in the take only your memories.
Oh,
leave only
right.
your footprints. Take only your memories.
That's right. Hey, that's a good way to live. Well, Stephen, have you spent much time out in that part of the world, the country?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've been up there when I was younger, but I would love to go back. But, you know, I'm busy with other things.
Well, as they would say in Vermont, I wouldn't go out there if I were you. All right. Well, it's good to have you here. Hey, I got a quick review, a very fast review of a new comic from Tom Taylor, who I cannot get enough of. He's my new writer du jour in comics, both Marvel and DC. He's all over the place these days. And he put out a new DC series. There's only one issue out. I'm pining for the next issue called Dark Knights of... Oh, shit. What is it?
White Satin.
No.
Dark Knights of Steel.
Thank you. Dark Knights of Steel. It's an alternate history thing that this isn't a huge spoiler or anything, but it starts with the typical, here's Superman, here's Jor-El and Superman's mom, you know, real mom, birth mom, putting him in a rocket and sending him off because Krypton's about to blow up, right? We've seen that 1,000 million times. But the way this one works is when the rocket arrives and lands, the hatch opens and out comes Jor-El and the mom, and she's still pregnant by like 9 months, almost full term, with whatever baby they would have put in there. So the alternate history is like, well, what if they left right before she had the baby and they all went together? And then things go a little weird because they land in like an ancient sort of medieval but also magical time. So there's magic and stuff. And the big bad in the land is someone they all call the Green Man, but it's basically Green Lantern. Banshee's in it, but in a really different kind of way. Batman Bruce Wayne is like the head of the guard at this kingdom that Jor-El's now in charge of. And it's all very medieval and lots of knights in armor and stuff like that. So it's one of those kind of things like Marvel's X-Men 1608 or whatever it was called.
1602?
Whatever the year was. It's like that. They're kind of aiming for that. And man.
There was an Elseworlds book.
Yeah.
From years ago that had like, I wanted to say it's like Superman Camelot something or other.
Oh, sounds similar, yeah. That might be in the app, actually.
That didn't have Jor-El or Laurel or anything like that in it. But.
Yeah. Well, this is This, I was skeptical, but I saw Tom Taylor and went, oh, I really like his writing. I'll bet this is good. And it is great. It is really good. Cannot wait for issue two. I think I only paid like $1.30 for the issue on Kindle or something.
Yeah.
And it's not, of course, not, this will all end up on the Infinite app in 3 months, but I couldn't wait. So anyway, it's very good. There's my fast review.
One another one from a different Tom. You should check out Tom King's Human Target. Now, I recommended his Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow series a while ago because it's very much True Grit in space and with Supergirl.
Yeah.
Tom King has a new one that just came out last week called Human Target. And it's about a guy who, you know, disguises himself and becomes a target. You know, if someone's trying to kill you, he will pretend to be you and catch whoever your killer is.
Yeah.
This one is really good because it's like the movie DOA meets superheroes.
Oh, interesting. Well, I really like Tom King as well. Some of my favorite comics of the last year were stuff I picked up from him. I don't know what's going on with all the Toms and comics are just wrecking it. Right.
it's a Tom Renaissance is what's going on.
Feels
right
like
now.
It. Yeah. It's really good. But yeah, I'll check that out. Human Target. I see it here. This brand newish. Well, let's see. When did this come out?
Just last week.
Okay, November. The 3rd. Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. That looks great. You know, I like
So J.C. Calhoun found the Elseworlds series. It's called Superman Cal, K-A-L, where baby Kal-El lands in medieval England, where he grows up to become a blacksmith and forges the sword Excalibur.
Oh, wow. Right. See, it's very similar. The difference here is that they've gone full like fantasy realm with this. And the idea that Bruce Wayne is like his parents were still killed. They were part of the court of this thing. So there's all these like parallels and he's got these Robins and it's pretty much all the Robin types from all the history of Robins. But they're all just like his little what was it in Game of Thrones? My little spiders are getting all the information for the eunuch guy.
Yeah.
It's like that. There are these just like little ninja Robins everywhere getting shit done for Bruce.
Nice.
It's great. And Bruce Wayne may have some power he's not supposed to have. And it's pretty crazy. Anyway, check it out. Steven, forget about all that though. Before we go, we got one more tiny little kind of review.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, tell us what you thought because you're the only one of the three of us that saw it. What'd you think of the Eternals there?
Yeah, so my thinking on is the first act, so it's three act kind of thing. First act is very messy. It's disjointed. It jumps around in time, but also it's trying to introduce 10 characters to us all at once, all while going through time and showing us where the Eternals have been for the last 7 millennia. So it's, you know, it's world building, but it's done in a, I don't know, could have been done in a more streamlined way or more a better way. Middle act, you start learning more about the characters and really caring about a few of them. And by the end, it was, you know, it's a good movie. It's not great. It's very, I can see the Chloe Zhao Nomadland kind of introspection and solitude as a character that, you know, kind of like Frances McDormand had in Nomadland, where her solitude became part of the character she was. Tina felt like some parts were a little slow. I could definitely see that, but come on, it's the first Marvel movie with a sex scene, so get on it for that.
Yeah.
But I did make a list. In my list of Marvel movies, the 26 released Marvel movies, I put Eternals at number 19, just below Shang-Chi. And just above the Incredible Hulk from 2008.
Oh, man. Shang-Chi, you rate Shang-Chi lower than everyone I've ever talked to. They all love that.
I liked it, but I liked things like Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Civil War, Endgame, Infinity War, Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, Ragnarok, more than Shang-Chi. It was hard for me to put Shang-Chi that low, but it's you know, all of them, I would still consider that to be an above average.
Where you got the Iron Man 2 in your list? Where's that at?
Iron Man 2 is Iron Man 2 I like because of Sam Rockwell. It's Iron Man 3 that I've got low. Iron Man 3 is down at number 22, just above Captain Marvel.
Oh man,
Thor: The Dark World.
Really hard for me to watch.
In Age of Ultron.
Iron Man 2 is a very hard watch for me. I don't know.
I kind of like Mickey Rourke. I like Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, but is it a good movie?
Iron Man 3
Sam Rockwell's
just
slogs. Awesome. I mean, I love those actors, but is it a good movie?
I feel like so much of Iron Man 3 is a slog where he's just kind of slumming around in that city with the kid. And
yeah, there is a lot of that.
Yeah,
I like three better than two. But
how come you didn't go see it, Scott?
Well, A, theaters can bite my wiener.
Yeah,
B,
there you go.
what was the other? Oh, because I ended up watching Finch and The Harder They Fall this weekend.
Oh.
And I loved them both for very different reasons. Finch is just a great family fun time. People should watch it. It's a good time.
I really wish Disney would have dropped Eternals. I'm more than happy to pay $30 for a movie ticket.
Yeah, I'd have been all right with that.
If I can watch it.
Yeah, did you get see the news? Spider-Man
Far From Home.
Far From Home will be out December 7th. December 7th. Theaters only. So there's that. Mm-hmm. And then the new poster.
Well, I'm going to have to be waiting for one too.
Yeah. And the new poster shows something with Green Goblin from.
The new poster came out that has Spider-Man, of course. And then in the foreground, you have Doc Ock's claws. And then if you start looking in the background, you see Sandman's sand whooping around. You get to see
Green lightning. Goblin.
Background, you see the Shocker's lightning.
Yeah, so yeah, Shocker, that's right. A Shocker, it's not Electro, right?
Oh yeah, Electro. That's what it is.
It is Electro. Okay.
I was too confused because you know you think the Shocker and you're thinking you know, hey, he should be sending out electricity.
Yeah, I think the Shocker is an unfortunate name. Given some other slang
Shocker,
uses.
So that term, be careful.
Yeah, be careful with the Shocker. well, all right. So now we've come full circle. Let's get to other movies that are doing things. No Time to Die arriving on VOD on Tuesday. That's awful quick. I didn't expect that so soon.
Which is surprising because you know the movie has done fairly well in the box office, but probably not. I mean, it's done $600 million worldwide, but probably is not as much as they thought. Now they're. I don't know. This movie is not released through Universal. Universal has an agreement with the theater owners that if they don't get a $50 million opening weekend, that they can release that movie to VOD as early as 15 days after release. Mm-hmm. No Time to Die hit $55 million on opening weekend, but for whatever reason, they're still deciding to get this out onto video on demand rental, MGM. Tomorrow. So if you didn't get to see it in the theater and you've got a big screen TV or you don't have a big screen TV, maybe you want to offend the filmmakers and watch it on your tiny iPhone. You can do it $19.99 starting tomorrow.
Okay, so no rentals, all just purchase right now, right?
It's just rental. Yeah.
Oh, it is only
rental. Purchase.
Oh, yeah. So it's $20 to rent? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, like I said, I just said I will pay $30 to watch Eternals on Disney Plus on top of the service. $20. That's a bargain for me.
It is. You can fill a whole house full of people and watch No Time to Die for the cost of 1.5 movie tickets.
Yeah.
That provides that they're vaccinated and they show up when the movie starts and stop yakking and get off their cell phone. So, yeah.
Yes.
No, I think my sister and I are going to have a lot of fun watching that this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't know about this, so I think that's what we're going to do, too. That seems like a great idea.
And then, at the end of the week, we get Shang-Chi, which is out on the 12th on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. So the thing is with that one went a little longer than the 45-day window. Yeah. That's because I think Disney Plus is doing some big event this week to celebrate either an anniversary or something. But that was the reason why they moved the Shang-Chi down to November 12th. I don't think we're going to see Eternals just suddenly appear on Disney Plus this weekend.
No.
But you never know.
You never know, but I mean,
$77 million, I think, was $71 million domestic opening. I think they're well over $100 million worldwide. So they've got some life in this movie still. If people want a very different experience reading The Eternals than what they saw in the movie, and again, I'm just saying this based on all the trailers that I have seen, go pick up Jack Kirby's original 12-issue on The Eternals, and it is like the trippiest trip you will ever have. You can tell. Jack Kirby just finished reading Chariots of the Gods from Von Daniken and was like, I got to turn this into a comic book.
Yeah. What's that thing that Taika Waititi, there was news about him going to adapt to the film?
Yeah, doing Incal, which is a Jodorowsky joint.
They never mentioned Mobius in the damn headlines, ever. No one ever says Mobius. Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding? That book and almost everything Mobius ever did art for, if you don't mention that, you're missing half the point. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Drives me nuts. But anyway, that seems cool. That'll be all right, right?
That'll be pretty cool. Yeah. And he did a whole thing. He's very excited about doing this. So that'll come out in a couple of years, is my guess.
Well, That will be interesting. Pink Panther, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. We're bringing back Pink Panther, everybody. They shut down production. Why? What happened?
So several months ago, Letitia Wright, or I don't know how to say her first name, but I believe
that's right. Letitia. Yeah.
Yeah. She suffered an injury on set. And the word is that they were shooting all around her scenes so that she could recover from her injury. Well, it turns out that she's still not fully recovered. So they're going to have to shut down production until after the new year. And they're going to come back in 2022. They said that shutting down for about a month and a half is not going to affect the release date of the movie. Hmm. But yeah, if she doesn't come back, that's going to be a little difficult. Also, it should be pointed out that Letitia Wright was also one of the people that was very vocal not getting vaccinated. Hmm. And so she can't be on set unless she's vaccinated. So,
yeah, I didn't know that. Wow.
They're holding the line. What was her reasoning? She just didn't want to do it.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
If the minute I don't think it, I should get vaccinated, that's when I'm just like, I don't think you should be part of society.
Right. There you go. Hey, you guys wanted a strong opinion out of Steven today. You got one.
I mean, you can either be part of society or you don't want to be part of society.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
They want to be part of their own.
We're living in society here.
Yeah, that's right, George. Well done. This is great. And we always like getting our updates from Steven. And, of course, MajorSpoilers.com full of this sort of stuff. So if you couldn't get enough here, by gum, you got plenty more to read at MajorSpoilers.com. Is there anything coming up on the network or the site you want to tell people about?
Oh, man. Patrons, I've got a story for you this week for the Major Spoilers podcast pre-show, all about how my son became homeless over the weekend. It is a funny story. It's nothing serious. It is the funniest thing that you will hear all week, but that's only for our patron.
Oh, wow.
Sign up at patreon.com/majorspoilers.
Oh, I'm a patron. I should be able to get that. Very nice. Very cool. Steven, having you here is always a pleasure, and we wish you nothing but the best week ahead of you until we see you again.
Stay hydrated.
Bye now. I always feel like now that he's back at the university, I feel like he's really always huddled over a microphone so other people can't hear him.
Yeah, you know right, I mean? Exactly.
Just kind of
like when we used to get Daryl when he was at work.
Yeah. Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, no. let me tell you.
You know, I was thinking about his here, let me grab it.
Oh, his phaser. Yeah, mine.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite favorite things I ever got from anybody. And I don't know if I've ever shown this on the show. I probably have, but yeah, Brian's got one too. You've got the more modern.
I have the phase. I think the next generation colors, but still the original.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Well, no, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like this is a slightly different take, but I could.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this is very like old school TOS, and I love it because it has this removable. Let's see, how does it come
on? Yeah, a little magnetic.
Yeah, this comes off.
Yeah, it's so cool. You know, mine's Discovery because look, it's got the.
Discovery. So the more modernized, but also retro at the same time, you know?
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Isn't that cool? And it used to have, let's see, does it make the, oh no, it doesn't. I thought the button used to work, but maybe, oh no, I know what it is. The little setting for, we're going to go full kill mode or whatever. There's a little switch on the side that moves, so you can move it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, mine doesn't.
Stun only versus the other. Anyway.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? I love it.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this hangs on my wall above my shield, and I accidentally knocked this off my wall, taking the shield off to show it to the kid across the street this weekend.
Oh, nice. Oh, he must think you're a Lord nerd over there with all your cool stuff.
I am. Like, he's like, oh, I want to see my Iron Man outfit for that I wore for Halloween. I said, yeah, and I'll show you my Captain America shield. And he like came over like, oh, this is so cool. And I let him hold it and run around with it for a while.
That's
and I said,
great.
That's enough of that. it's not really vibranium. Come back here.
He didn't try to Chris Evans it across the room or anything, did he? Like throw it like a Frisbee.
Oh, there we go. That's good.
Oh,
all right. Well, that's that magnetic piece. I'll find that. his dad said, have you tried swinging it and throwing it and see if you can lodge it in the tree? I'm like, no, I have not tried that yet.
Oh, if you ever did, film it. Everything's content.
Will do.
Yeah, get that done for us.
No, I'm so not gonna do that because of I don't want it to get dented. I want it to look nice and pristine.
Yeah, understandable. All right, we're gonna play this mashup. It's a Monday morning mashup.
Yeah.
It's been a bit since last week. Jamie had some stuff, so he wasn't able to to crank one of these out, but he's back on it. And by the title of this, it's probably pretty good. It's called Shaky Cam 99. No idea what that's a reference to, but we'll find out together.
I know, but yeah.
Oh, you do? All right. Well, here we go.
Extremely prejudicial muting.
Nice.
I missed it.
Oh, you did?
Prejudicial instead of prejudicial.
It's not my poo. It's not my poo. Do you do it in the bum or in the leg, the thigh?
The leggy bum area.
The leggy bum area. That's where I get
leggy
my teeth.
Leggy bum was my favorite 1920s stand-up comedian.
The old leggy bum. Boy, he couldn't do that act today, though. Oof.
If it's like too wide an opening and, you know, part of your butt cheeks are kind of getting pushed down in there and cutting off the circulation.
My head ain't fitting in your weird little hole. Forget it.
Exactly.
I assume the goal is you take some of the old Pedro and apply him to the new Virginia, right? There's nothing I like more than putting a corn cob up my butthole.
Any phantom boner feelings? free flash drive with purchase of a Kiss coffin.
Do you get the boobers naturally, or do you got to add on the boobers?
There is tons of bare buttocks shown in this film from both woman and men.
Both woman and men?
Both woman and men.
Wow, that's a lot of bare buttocks. I hate the term buttocks. Hate it.
Yeah, I do too. Yes. I think you found a poo behind the Transformer.
The Transformer.
Suck it, Johnson.
Oh, I'm sucking it. I'm sucking it right now, baby.
Like dark brown, shriveled up.
Yeah, yeah.
Limp, dark brown, shriveled up.
It's like those
as
chips.
As if that won't end up in a mashup.
And we're already tickling that edge with Five Guys.
Did you just say tickling that edge?
Yeah, tickling the edge.
Is that what just pointing out that would be a great something to capture.
Yeah, I'm sure Jamie needs all the help in the world to find this stuff. So good job. Yeah.
Someone left the scorpion out in the rain. And it's on the shirt I purchased. And that shirt's not coming in my house.
Wow. We got a whole song.
And I'll never buy from that internet company again.
See? There's
more.
Oh, no. Shaky Cam 99, that must have been Blair Witch, right?
That's exactly right. So what you're doing is you're trying to name the movie villain.
Oh, that's even harder, though, because Shaky Cam, who was the villain in that? Oh,
the Blair Witch.
Blair Witch, duh.
Yeah. Wasn't there a project movie about a Blair Witch? Something?
Oh, that's so stupid. So stupid, but so great.
Who's the villain in the Blair Witch Project?
So I don't know. I don't know who that was.
But I know Jamie makes great stuff. Big thanks to Jamie, TMS Mashups on Twitter. He's the man and did a great job as always. All right, that's it for today's show. Big thanks to everybody for listening. It is a new month, which means you can head on over to patreon.com/TMS and get all up in it, man. There's all kinds of reasons to support the show, including daily content that is free on top of everything. And for as little as a buck a month, you're in. So join up today. We'll mention some names tomorrow. That's patreon.com/TMS. Hey, Brian, did you bring a song that you can play now?
I did. Luckily, Miss Taffy Guy sent in a request that just could air on any date that it fit. Today, it fits. Mrs. Taffy Guy Lois says, Covermaster, I found this awesome cover of Tainted Love that I just needed to share with the TMS crowd. Is it too early to get a makes you go poo-poo?
Oh, I moved that. Hold on.
I moved.
Because I changed his intro, but now, hold on. Let me see here. I think I have this. Okay, here you go. It's not there. Okay, how about there? Nope. How about that? Nope. Here it is.
Nope.
I found it.
I think poo-poo is cool.
Oh, that was different. Let's try this one.
I think science
will make you go poo-poo.
Oh, it has a fart at the end either way. Okay, cool.
Wow. It's, we get farts either way.
Yeah.
All right, this is done by Chase Holfelder and Tom Evans. You know, take it or leave it. I like Chase's stuff, but I do find that it's... You know exactly what you're going to get with a Chase Holfelder cover. It's, you know, softly delivered, very emotional singing and kind of low vocals, sparse instrumentation, etc. Works perfectly for this. He just put an album out called Silver Screen Sessions Volume 1. It's more an EP with 5 songs on it. Here are Chase Holfelder and Tom Evans with their cover of Gloria Jones, not Soft Cells, Tainted Love.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I've given all the boy can give. You take my tears and that's not nearly.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com. Ugh.